This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We have a fantastic subject today, a timely subject today, and it's amazing how, you know, you read the parashiyos of the week and how interconnected it is to the time of the year and to the events that are occurring right now. We have good news. The Sefer on Rabbi Meir is being submitted for printing, and anybody still wants to participate, please let us know. Thank you very much. I'm going to bring up the Mar Mekoymos here. Bruchim Abam to the Kollel Agra de Pirka. Monday National Shir. Let us begin Parshas Vayera. David HaMelech, in a time of distress, David HaMelech would say, Eso inay el ha'arim, me'ayin yavoy ezri. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where does my help come? David HaMelech would use the word Esa, Esa inay el ha'arim. Or he would say, Kois Yeshua's Esa, the cup of salvation, Esa I raise up. So the word Esa is a word that was utilized by David HaMelech. What exactly is the secret of the word Esa and the Megala Amukais, the great mystic? He lived in the generation of the Bach. The Megala Amukais, in his 152nd interpretation of the opening of Parshas Va'aschanan, he says the word Esa is a Rashi Tevois. Esa stands for Esa Einai El Haharim. Esa Aye Sara Ishtecha. Where is Sarah, your wife? The word Esa is a Rashi Tevois for the question the Malachim asked Avraham Avinu. Aye Sara Ishtecha. Where is Sarah, your wife? So the question is, why was this something David HaMelech always invoked? Why was David always invoking the request of Esa, Aye Sarah Ishtecha? We have another important question here on the Parsha. A very interesting question. And that is, a number of Malachim came to Avraham's house. In fact, three Malachim come to Avraham's house. And Rashi is troubled. Why do you need three Malachim? We know that one Malach came to heal Avraham. But why do we need any other Malachim? So Rashi says, well, one Malach was going to rescue Lot. Okay. One Malach was going to destroy Sodom. Okay. One was going to tell Sarah she was going to have a child. So why can't one Malach do all of these jobs? So Rashi tells us the principle, Ein Malach Echad Ois Hashtei Shlichuyos. One Malach cannot do two jobs. But Rashi points out that the Malach that healed Avraham was the same Malach who rescued Lot, because that was a very similar type of job. But the question, Rabbi Isai, is that it seems like some of these Malachim made a wrong turn. Because if one, the Malach that went to tell Sarah she was going to have a kid, I understand why that Malach had to go to the house of Avraham. The Malach that was rescuing Lot, why does that Malach have to go to Avraham's house? Well, that Malach has to go to Avraham's house because he has to heal Avraham. Okay. But what about the Malach that came to destroy Sodom? Why was he going to Avraham's house? What's he doing in Avraham's house? Isn't that an important question? We have three Malachim. One of them was going to destroy Sodom. The Malach that went to destroy Sodom, why is that Malach going to Avraham Avinu's house? Even the Malach that went to rescue Lot doesn't really need to go to Avraham's house. It's true, the same Malach does two jobs, but it almost seems like the Malach that rescued Lot had to first go to Avraham's house? For what reason? So this is a question that the Chidushei Harim deals with. Actually, the Maral in the Gor Ariyeh is bothered that the the rescue of Lot and the overturn of Sodom could have been without visiting Avraham Avinu's house first. So it seems like they made an unnecessary detour to first go to Avraham's house. So the Chiddush Shoharim says something out of this world. Says the Chiddush Shoharim that we know the Malachim asked Avraham a question. They asked Avraham, Aye Sara Eshtecha, we're Sara, your wife. And he said, Hinei Ba'oyal, she's in the tent, meaning she's a Tzanua. You know, it's very interesting because we know that when ultimately, when Yishai had David, there were always questions about the lineage of this family. Because we know, La Yavoi Amoni Mayavi B'Kal Hashem. Amon and Moav cannot really marry into the community of HaKadosh Baruch, cannot marry into mainstream Jewish people. But we know, well, what's the reason they can't marry in? Because when the Jewish people were passing through their land, Al Devar Asher Lo Kidmo Eschem Balechem Uvamayim, they didn't bring out to you, they didn't advance to you bread and water. Al Devar Asher Lo Kidmo Eschem Balechem Uvamayim. So the Gemara asks, well, in that case, the women should be Asher also. So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Darkoi le'ish l'kadem in darkoi le'ish l'kadem. It's the derech of a man. A man is, it is his natural process. It is normal, it's typical for men. It's within their regular wheelhouse to go out and bring people food. But a woman is supposed to be modest. To which the Gemara asks, okay, I understand, but let the men bring out food to the men, and let the women bring out food to the women. So now the question is, well, should women go out and bring food to women? Are women out in the world? Are women, or should women be in modesty, in their home? So the Gemara says, no. Kol kvudo bas melech panima. Even for women to go out and bring food to other women, that's also not the natural arena and sphere of a woman. Even though, you know, we live in a generation where it's in many, even observant communities, it's sort of, it's without any thought, of course. A woman drives, a woman goes to work, a woman goes shopping. But the Gemara seems to say that the ideal natural sphere of a woman is in modest settings. Be it as it may, there's always this debate whether women from Moav are permitted or are not permitted. What is it dependent on? It's dependent on whether we have an accusation against the women of Moav that they should have brought food and drink to the Jewish women. So therefore, David HaMelech is always concerned. Maybe they're going to challenge my lineage. Maybe they're going to say not only can Moav not enter the community of God, but not only can the men, but the women as well. So what's the salvation? What saves the day? What preserves the purity of the lineage of David? It's when those, on that fateful day, when the Malachim asked Avraham, Aye Sara Ishtecha. In other words, how do we determine the ideal state of how a woman should be? Say, well, let's look outside in 2023. You know, there are no women outside of on the street. There are no women driving. There are no women shopping. There are no women working. Right? Obviously, I say this all tongue-in-cheek. I mean, all of these things are without any thought today. So if that's the case, if women do go out, then David HaMelech is not permitted. So what license is there that David, what heter is there? What sanitizes the lineage of David HaMelech? The answer is, Hine ba'ayhel, Aye Sarah ishtecha. Where is Sarah? And Sarah was in the tent. That establishes that the ideal state of a woman is ba'ayhel. Now David HaMelech is kasher lavei b'kahal. Now, the angel that went to rescue Lot. Why is he rescuing Lot? Because Lot's a good guy? Lot's not a good guy right now. Vayisa Lot mikedem. He left Kadmoinei Shalaylam. He had a lack of belief in Hashem. He left Avraham. He left God. He went to reside in Sodom. Lot is not being rescued in his own merit. Why is Lot being rescued? The Zohar says, Machama Avraham lebadke imei Lot. Ledavke imei Lot. Why did Avraham cling to Lot? It's because he knew David would come out of Lot. So wait a second. The angel is rescuing Lot to save David HaMelech. In fact, the Medrash says, Shnei b'noi secha hanim tsa'ois, your two daughters that are found. Nim tsa'ois, that is reminiscent of Matsasi David Avdi. The only reason Lot is being rescued, Rabbi Isai, is because of David. Lot is only being rescued because of David. So if Lot is only being rescued because of David, David better be mutter! What makes David mutter? That women are modest. How do the angels know that women are modest? Because they have to go and ask Avraham, Avraham, where is Sarah? And Avraham says, Hinei ba'oyal. Oh, women are modest, now we could rescue Lot. Says a Chiddush Arim, that's why the Malach who was rescuing Lot had to first go to Avraham's house. Because if he didn't go to Avraham's house, he wouldn't have been able to rescue Lot. The only reason that Lot is allowed to be rescued is because to save David. David is only worthy of being rescued because women from Moav are permitted. Why are women from Moav permitted? Because women are modest. So first the Malach has to ask Avram, where is Sarah? And now he could go and rescue Lot. And now we could say that's why the angel who destroyed Sodom also had to go to Avram's house. Because we don't want the angel who's supposed to destroy Sodom prematurely dropping the atom bomb on Sodom. He knows he's got to wait until David is rescued from Sodom, until Lot is rescued. So he has to hear for himself that in fact women from Moav are mutter. So now he knows he's got to wait for the angel to rescue Lot before he destroys Sodom. But what I would like to set up this morning is notice a common subject in Lech Lecha and Vayera. In Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu risks his life to save Lot in the war of the four kings against the five kings. In Parshas Vayera, Avram Avinu is mispalel with Mesiras Nefesh to rescue Lot. So Avram is very busy rescuing Lot, both in Lech Lecha and Vayera. Now, between these two episodes, Hashem comes to Avraham and he tells him the best news anyone ever heard. He says, you're going to have a son. His name is Yitzchak. Can you imagine the reaction of Avraham Avinu? Do you know how many tears Avraham Avinu offered to be able to be zaycha to have a son like Yitzchak? Avraham and Sarah were praying their whole life. You can imagine those hot, fiery tears offered by Avraham and Sarah. And finally, Hashem tells Avraham he's going to have a son. Did you know that Avraham had a very unusual reaction? You know what Avraham's reaction was? Vayomer Avraham el ho'elokim. Avraham says to God, Lu Yishmael yechia lefanecha. If only Yishmael will live before you. By the way, in between the two rescues of Lot is the birth of Yishmael. Is the report that Avraham's going to have a son Yitzchak, and is Avraham's tefillah for Yishmael, the tefillah of Lu Yishmael Yechia Lefanecha, if only Yishmael would live before you, says Rashi, Yechia B'Yirasecha, live in your fear. That's a very interesting term that Rashi uses. Yechia Lefanecha, Yechia B'Yirasecha, live in your fear. Yechia B'Yirasecha, live in your fear. And it's almost painful to hear that here Avraham Avinu was promised that he was going to have a son. He already had a son, Yishmael. And Avraham, his reaction is, God, if only Yishmael would grow up to be a good boy, I would be happy. And that sort of makes a lot of Jews very uncomfortable, that Avraham Avinu is davening for Yishmael. Do you like the fact that Avraham davened for Yishmael? The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ki ata avinu, you are our father. Ki Avraham lo yida'anu, Avraham doesn't know us. Says the Zayar HaKadosh, Avraham lo yida'anu. Da'af agav de'bei kiyuma da'alma, even though the world stands on Avraham, lo yishtadel alon, he did not make efforts for us, k'mad de'ishtadel al Yishmael, the way he made efforts for Yishmael. What did he say about Yishmael? Da'amar lu Yishmael yichya lefanecha. It's as if we have tainus on Avraham. Avraham, why didn't you care about us the way you care about Yishmael? So isn't it amazing that sandwiched in between the two rescues of Lot in Lech Lecha and Vayera is the tefillah of Avraham, Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. And let's study this, let's analyze this, because obviously what's on everybody's mind today is Yishmael. In fact, the Maharal says in a number of places that we know we have a tradition, there are four Golosim, Bavel, Paras, Yavan, Edom. Why isn't Yishmael considered one of the Malchios? Why isn't it one of the Golosim? And the Maharal says because the four Malchios, they usurp their power from the Jewish people. But Yishmael has a different source of power. Yishmael's source of power is the tefillah of Avraham. Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. This is something we spoke about Wednesday night. But be it as it may, why did Avraham offer this tefillah to Yishmael? Many people have asked, why did Avraham offer this tefillah about Yishmael? And the Zohar HaKadosh reveals to us something really astounding. The Zohar in Parshas Toldos, he tells us that Adam HaRishon sinned, and as a tikkun for Adam, he was Nisgalgel, he reincarnated as the three Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Chava as the three Imahis. Avraham was Mesakein, that which Adam worshipped Avodah Zarah. Because Chazal say that the Nachash told Adam and Chava that God ate from this tree and he created the world, and they accepted that. So there was a certain Avodah Zarah involved in their sin. And when Avraham, what do we do with Avodah Zarah? The Pasuk says, Va'ashereyam tisrafun ba'esh, it's thrown in fire. So Avraham was thrown into Or HaKasdim. Says Arizal, not for him, but for the spark of Yishmael that was in him. That's why Avraham was thrown into the fire. And then when Yishmael was born, that's why Yishmael immediately goes off and veers off the straight and the narrow. And we find that Yishmael himself, Vatera Sara, es ben Hagar HaMitzvus Mitzachek, we see Yishmael served Avodah Zarah. So, in other words, Avraham was the tikkun of Adam HaRishon for Avodah Zarah. That's why Avraham was thrown into the fire. And it was really because of the spark of Yishmael in him. And when Yishmael begins to serve Avodah Zarah, what do we find? Avraham was mespalel. Lu Yishmael yichya lefanecha. Avraham davened that Yishmael should do tshuva. And in fact, he did do tshuva. And through this tefillah, says the Arizal, something good came about. Something good came out of Yishmael. What was good that came out of Yishmael? Yisra HaYishmaeli. A man by the name of Yisra HaYishmaeli. Did anyone here ever hear of Yisra HaYishmaeli? You know who he is? You're thinking, oh, he's the guy in the row in front of me in shul. No, you don't know him personally. I want to know, did anyone here ever hear of Yisra HaYishmaeli? And by the way, the Arizal says, who did he marry? He married the daughter of the snake. Wow, some shidduch. The daughter of the snake. What does that mean? What does it mean he married the daughter of the snake? And Reb Chaim Vital also mentions this in the Sefer Eitz Hadas Tov in Parshas Toldos. He says, we know that Adam was Nisgalga as the three Avos, and Avraham was Mesakin Avodah Zarah. That's why he was born, burnt in Or HaKasdim because of Yishmael. And when Yishmael was born, he started to serve Avodah Zarah. He was Mitzachik. Avraham Davin Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. and then he did tshuva, and then came out the nitzatz hatoiv of Yishmael Yisra Hashmeili, because as a remez that he was the beginning of the evil of the snake. Be it as it may, says the Shvilei Pinchas, now we could understand that if the tefillah of Avraham Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha, Rashi interprets Yichya Biyirasecha, where does Rashi see in the words Lefanecha that Avraham was davening, that Yishmael should live in your fear? Says the Ari, it's referring to Yisra HaYishmaeli. The words Biyirasecha have the letters Yisra, Biyirasecha. It's a remez, says the Shvilei Pinchas, to Yisra HaYishmaeli. Ayoy Menaira. So let's try to study a little bit. Who exactly is Yisra HaYishmaeli? What does it mean he married the daughter of the snake? And again, why is the tefillah of Avraham, for according to the Arizal, the nitzutz hatoiv of Yishmael, Yisra HaYishmaeli, why is it stuck in between the two rescues of light? The Gemara tells us that four people died because of the sting of the snake. Who are they? Four people never sinned, but they died because that's the verdict of all mankind. Who are they? Binyamin ben Yaakov, Binyamin the son of Yaakov, Amram the father of Moshe, Yishai the father of David, and Kilav the son of David. And the Gemara says, all of these we learn, we have a tradition, except for Yishai, the father of David, it's an explicit pasuk. What does it say? Okay, you ready for this? It says like this, V'yes Amasa, and Amasa, Sam Avshalom, Tachas Yoav, Sar Hatzava. Amasa, Avshalom put under Yoav, the officer of the army. Who's Amasa? V'Amasa Benish. Amasa is the son of a man. And who's his father? Yisra HaYisraeli. Yisra HaYisraeli. Asher Ba, who did Yisra HaYisraeli marry? El Avigayel. Avigayel. Bas Nachash. Avigayel is the daughter of a snake. Achos Tzruya, the sister of Tzruya. Eim Yoav. Now, question. Avigayel is the daughter of a snake. Avigayel was the daughter of Yishai. Yishai had a daughter, Avigayel, David's sister, not to be confused with David's wife. Like it says, Vachiosen Tzruya v'Avigayel. So why is Yishai being called a snake? The answer is, because he only died because of the curse of the snake, but he never really sinned. So, very interesting. Amasa was the son of Yisra. Yisra was the husband of Avigayel. Yisra HaYisraeli is the brother-in-law of David HaMelech, of King David. And what's his name? Yisra HaYisraeli. Wait a second. But didn't the Arizal call him Yisra HaYishmaeli? Why is the pasuk in Shmuel calling him Yisra HaYisraeli? The pasuk should call him Yisra HaYishmaeli. That's how the Arizal refers to him. And in fact, you may remember that in Divrei Hayamim, he is called Yeser HaYishmaeli. Va'avigayo yalda es Amasa, va'avi Amasa Yeser HaYishmaeli. So is he Yishmaeli or is he Yisraeli? So Rashi says, of course he's a Yisraeli. He's Jewish, but he lived in the land of Yishmael. That's how Rashi learns it. The Radak says, why do we call him Yisraeli? So you shouldn't mistakenly think that he's from Yishmael. By the way, the Malbim says something very interesting, which is hard to understand in light of what we learned last week, that no Gerim come from Yishmael. The Malbim says, Hu Yisra HaYisraeli, V'gar Be'eretz Yishmael, V'yesh lefar shehaya ger Yishmaeli. He was a convert. V'achar shenizgayer, after he converted, shina shemay miyeser liyisra. V'ka'aru Yisraeli. And it's actually a medrash in Rus, in the Alkud Shmuel. So even though we learned last week from Kliyakar, from the Chidon, the Choy Masanach, that there are no gerim from Yishmael, nevertheless the Malbim does bring a medrash that there was a ger, from a very notable ger from Yishmael, namely Yeser HaYishmaeli. Says the Shvilei Pinchas, here's another reason why he's called Yishmaeli. You know why he's sometimes called Yisraeli and sometimes called Yishmaeli? Because according to the Ari, his name was Yeser HaYisraeli. But the Arizal says he was a good spark from Yishmael. So maybe the reason why we call him Yeser HaYishmaeli is because he was a Nitzutz Toiv from Yishmael. Be it as it may, we're learning something fascinating. That when Avram Avinu davened, Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha, maybe we have to have a sefer on Golos Yishmael. There's so much really fascinating information. You know, we learned last week Reish Lakish was the spark of Yishmael. But now we're learning that Yeser HaYisraeli, the brother-in-law of King David, and we're going to see what his role was in history, he was also a spark on from Yishmael. But let's take this even further. One of the tenets in Judaism, which is something that on the one hand is so important to us, by the way, we're going to be continuing today at 4:30 in the Sefer Tzipisa LeYeshua. I highly encourage everyone to join us. It's about a 10-minute shiur. Especially, Mashiach is coming very, very soon. Maybe he'll already even be here by the shiur. But when he comes, you want to be from among those who are really waiting for him. And we've heard a lot of information about Mashiach. But it's also, unfortunately, probably the most abused concept in Jewish history, because there have been many, many false messiahs, false mashiachs. But on the other hand, it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. And in fact, the Gemara even tells us there are two mashiachs. The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Nun Beis, the Gemara says that there are actually two mashiachs. What are these two mashiachs? The Gemara says, Vayareni Hashem Arba Charashim, God showed me the four carpenters. Who are they? Rav Chana bar Bizna Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu v'Koyin Sadek. So the Gemara talks about two Mashiachs, Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. The Zohar HaKadosh in Bereishis says, on the Pasuk Lo Yosur Shevet Miyehuda, Mashiach ben David. U'mechoykeik mi ben Raglov, Mashiach ben Yosef. By the way, I just recently saw, you know, we have two brachos in Shemana Esrei, about Malchus Beis David. We have Vilu Shalayim Ercha, V'chisei David, and then we have Esemach David. The Arizal says, when you say Vilu Shalayim Ercha, and you say V'chisei David Avdecha Mehira L'Seicha Tachin, the Kisei of David, the throne, the predecessor, the base of Malchus Beis David, is Mashiach Ben Yosef. So Vilu Shalayim, V'chisei David Mehira L'Seicha Tachin, to await Mashiach ben Yosef. As Tzemach David, Kili Shuascha Kvin Klayoim, were Metzapeh for Mashiach ben David. So that's interesting. We know there are these two concepts, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. In fact, the Medrash says that Mashiach ben Yosef is compared to a shar. Mishalchei Regel Hashar. Mashiach ben David is compared to a chamar, shenemar oni v'roichiv al chamar. The Arizal tells us in Parshas Kisetze that the various golosim are represented by, in the vision of Daniel, by four different parts of the body. Golos Bavel is the roish, the head. Madai and Paras are the two arms. Yavan is the body. And the two long, long legs are Edom and Yishmael, because these galusim are long, long galusim. We mentioned earlier that there's a discussion, why is Yishmael not officially one of the galusim? According to the Ari, it really is. The last galus are represented by two long legs. In fact, in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, when Avram Avinu at the Bris Ben HaBesarim, he saw Ema, Chashecha, Gedoila, Noifelas, Olav. Ema, fear, awe, is the fourth galus. Chashecha is Yavan, is the third galus. Gedoila is Madayu Paras. Noifelas is Bavel. Olav, Elu b'nei Yishmael, says the Medrash, Sha'aleim ben David Yitzmach. Ben David will sprout in the times of Golos Yishmael. By the way, Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam she'hakol nehiyah bedvarei. The Zohar in Raya Mehemna and Pinchas, he says that there are two sides, the right side and the left side. Corresponding are Yishmael and Edom, corresponding to fire and water. Esav is fire. Yishmael is Mayim Hazeidonim. By the way, last week we spoke about how Yishmael is always found by the water, by the Mayim. Mayim Hazeidonim. By the Mayim, by the Mayim, by the Mayim. A friend of our family, Mishpachas Levenstein, pointed out that, you know, what are they protesting? In Brooklyn, flood Brooklyn, right? That's what they're saying. Why? Because they're Mayim Hazeidonim. They don't even realize. Iulai Chazi, Mazlai Chazi, their protests are called flood because they're Mayim. They're Mayim Hazeidonim. That's why I believe Avram Avinu says, wow, be careful with the Mayim. Yukachna ma'at Mayim. You have to keep Mayim in check. And by the way, there are two sources of evil. There's the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed and the Nachash. The Samach Mem is fire, is Esav. The Nachash is Yishmael. Avraham is Chesed. Yishmael takes chesed too far. Yitzchak is pachad, gevura. Esav takes it too far. Says the Zohar, corresponding to that are the two Mashichun. One on the right side, Mashiach ben David. One on the left side, Mashiach ben Yosef. Shor on the right is Yishmael. The left side is Esav, is the other Mashiach, Mashiach ben Yosef. So the Zohar HaKadosh is telling us, you know why we have two Mashiachim? Otherwise, you know, it's very strange. Why do we need two Mashiachs? One will suffice, no? We'll be happy when we get one. What's the concept of two Mashiachim? The Zohar says one keneged Esav and one keneged Yishmael. It's not, by the way, the Megala Amukos in Parshas Vayetze tells us there's 70 nations. And on top of the 70 nations, on the right side is Yishmael with 35 nations on the right. And their source is from Avraham, who said, Lu Yishmael, Yichya Lefanecha, Lu, Lamed Vav, 36, Yishmael and his 35 nations. On the left side is Esav, through Yitzchak Avinu. This is why we say, Eile barechev, v'eile basusim, 35 on the right, 35 on the left. But by the way, friends, the Vilna Gaon writes explicitly in his commentary on Safra de Tzniusa, and we spoke this out in this past Wednesday night, that Esav and Yishmael trace back to Cain and Hevel. Cain was a murderer. He killed his brother. Cain wanted to live with the extra twin born with Hevel. So he was over on Gilui Arayos. So he is Gilei Arayos. And Shvichas Damim, which is Esav. Yishmael is Hevel, says the Gra. That's why Yishmael is better than Esav. And that's why ultimately Yishmael does tshuva. Says the Gra, Esav is represented, it represents a shar. Yishmael represents a chamar. Esav is a shar, parim, abirim. Yishmael is a chamar, shavulachem payim hachamar. Their am hadoim elechamar. His mother is from Mitzrayim, asher besar chamoyrim besaram. And they are Kayin and Hevel. Says the Gra, one of the most frightening things you'll ever hear. If Esav and Yishmael would ever get together, they would destroy the entire world. That's why we're not allowed to have klayim. Klayim, don't plow with an ox and a donkey together. Never bring Esav and Yishmael together. If they get together, they will destroy the world. That's why Kayin's carbon was flax, linen. Hevel's carbon was from a sheep, wool. That's why we're now to wear shatnez. If a person wears shatnez, they're being mizdavig, wool and linen. They're literally destroying the world. My grandfather wrote in his memoirs that when he was in Auschwitz, Eichmann invited a special guest to Auschwitz. Who? The Mufti from Jerusalem. And my grandfather remembers that Eichmann and the Mufti were standing arm in arm, like two, they were hugging each other. And they would march Jews in front of them, and they would hit the Yid in a way, in such a brutal way, that the Jew would never be able to reproduce again. And that was the entertainment of Eichmann, Yemach Shemam V'Zichram, and Yishmael, and the Mufti. So if you want to know, what do you get when Esav and Yishmael come together? Auschwitz. That's what happens. So that's why, you know, it's a good for the East and the West not to be on the same team. If Esav and Yishmael would ever get together, they would literally destroy the world. By the way, Marv Raboisai, the Gra continues. Mashiach ben Yosef will take us out of Golos, Edom, and Mashiach ben David will take us out of Golos, Yishmael. Ayim v'noira. So we have these two Mashiachim, and they're going to take us out of these two Golosim. In other words, friends, who's the antidote to Yishmael? Mashiach ben David. By the way, the Kava Yashar brings an incredible remez, an incredible gematria. Says the Kava Yashar, really? Ayim v'noira. He says, through the sin of Adam HaRishon, the two klipos of Shar v'Chamar were mezgaber. Chamar is the klipa of Yishmael. Shar is the klipa of Edom. Edom is gematria 51. Yishmael is 4. Is 502. Is 51. Yishmael is 451. 502. Avraham lived 175 years. Yitzchak lived 180 years. Yaakov lived 147 years. A total of 502. So, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are Mevatel, Esav, and Yishmael. Edom, again, 51. Yishmael, 451. 502. They are Nisbatel through the years of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Now, this is the secret of Basar Basada Trefa Lo Yisaychelu. Basar is 502. They are like a Basar Batrefa. Now, Amalek is Gematria 240. And Kael Acher is Gematria 240. Against the Shar and the Chamar, there's Mashiach ben David. And the Kava Yashar goes on to explain that by writing a Sefer Torah, it's Mevatel, the force of the Shar and the Chamar. That's why throughout history, they were particularly vehement against and burning Sifrei Torah. But be it as it may, the Shar, the Mashiach ben Yosef takes us out of Golos Edom. Mashiach ben David takes us out of Golos Yishmael. Mashiach ben David is the antidote to Golos Yishmael. Therefore, Rabbi Yisai, when Yaakov Avinu is encountering Esav, Yaakov Avinu was extremely afraid of Esav. And especially now that Esav joined forces with Yishmael, we know Esav married Yishmael's daughter. So Yaakov Avinu sends word to Esav, Vayehi li shor v'chamor, I have oxen and donkeys. Yeah, so what? What's the point? Who cares? Why is Yaakov Avinu sending word to Esav that he has oxen and donkeys? The answer is, he's telling Esav, I now have the opposing force, the antidote to the shor. The shor being Esav, the chamor being Yishmael. You could join together, but now I have Yosef, who's the shor. I have Yehuda, who's like the chamor. Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. Marv Rabbeisai, the Zohar tells us frightening things about Golos Yishmael. The Zohar says, I'll show you his words, that there is no more despicable, lowly, disgraceful nation like Mitzrayim, who, by the way, who's the father of Yishmael, because Paroi gave his daughter Hagar to Avraham and she mothered Yishmael. And they're going to do many evils to us. And they're going to oppress us. And they're going to decree upon us. And they're not going to allow us to exist. Ve'ein lecha galus kasha liYisrael k'may galus Yishmael. There is no more difficult galus than the galus of Yishmael in the end of days. So Marv Rabbeisai, we could humbly suggest that firstly, in the end of last week's parsha, Avraham Avinu's mispalel for his son that was born, Yishmael. So Hashem is makdim the refuah to the Makkah. And we read the story of the rescue of Lloyd from the four kings, because that was really the rescue of David HaMelech. And David is the antidote to Yishmael. And therefore, immediately after, we speak about the rescue of Lloyd from Sodom, who again, which is the refuah from Yishmael. So the birth of Yishmael is sandwiched before and after with the rescue of Lloyd, so that David HaMelech, so to speak, is preserved and is guarded and is in place to be able to overcome Yishmael. But let's speak a little bit more about the tefillah of Abraham. Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. Because the Gemara in Yevamos tells us something astounding. The Gemara, a very well-known Gemara, tells us a story that David HaMelech went out to war against the Philistine, the Plishtim. And Shaul says to Avner, who is this kid? Avner says, you don't know who it is? Of course you know who it is. He was your weapon, your armor bearer. What Shaul was asking was, no, is he from Peretz or from Zarach? If he's from Peretz, he'll be a king. If he's from Zarach, he'll just be Chashav. Why was Shaul suspicious? Because he saw Shaul was much taller than David. But when David put on the armory, it fit him. So comes along Doeg HaDoim and he says, before you ask whether he could be a king or not, you should find out whether he's even a kosher Jew. Because he comes from Rus. He comes from Rus. So Avner said, yeah, but only Amoin and not Amoinis is a problem. Only Moyav and not Moyavis. So Doeg said, well then only Mamzer and not Mamzeres. So Avner said, what do you mean? The whole problem is because they didn't serve us food. And only men is it their derech to serve food. So Doeg says, well, the men should have brought to the men and the women should have brought to the women. And Yoav had no answer. Yoav was stunned. that everyone was silent. Doeg asked all these questions. They were about to paskin that David was pasul. Says the Gemara, there was a man. His name was Amasa, the son of Yisra HaYisraeli. Who's the daughter? Who married Abigail, the son of Yishai? And the Gemara says that Amasa. So again, Amasa is the father of Yisra. So Amasa is Yishai's mechutin. He girded his sword like an Ishmaelite. And he says, whoever doesn't listen to this halacha will be pierced by the sword. I have the following tradition. So who ended up saving the day? Who preserved David? The son of Amasa, the son of Yisra, HaYishmaeli. By the way, the Ben Yoyada asks, why did he gird his sword like Yishmael? Yishmael doesn't gird his sword. Esav girds his sword. Esav is Al-Khar B'Chasichya. Esav is Pen Mecher V'Itzei Likrasecha. So the Ben Yoyada says, based on the Zayar, that Yishmael is compared to the Nachash. He's connected to the Nachash. And he was being Moitzi Shemra on Yishai, who died because of the Etio Shel Nachash. He's, so to speak, representative of the Nachash Letzad HaToiv. So he girded, Amasa girded his sword like Yishmael, whose appointee is the Nachash, because he's opposing Yishai. And he's also attacking Mashiach ben David, that's Mevatel Yishmael. So he girded his sword like a Yishmaeli. Says the Shvilei Pinchas, this is also part of the tefillah, Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. Because we know the Nitzat HaToiv that was in Yishmael was Yisra HaYisraeli. And from him came Amasa. Like the Gemara says, Amasa was the one who defended David HaMelech. So when David, when Avraham was mispala, Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha, and he was davening for Yeser HaYisraeli, he was basically davening for the preservation of David HaMelech. So it comes out, many beautiful things emerge. First of all, preceding and following the birth of Yishmael is the antidote to Yishmael, is the rescue of light, which is the rescue of David HaMelech, as, so to speak, a refuah before the Makkah. So before the Makkah of Yishmael, we have to preserve light and David HaMelech. After the birth of Yishmael, we have to preserve light and David HaMelech. So that explains the various parshios that are juxtaposed to the birth of Yishmael. Furthermore, the tefillah of Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha is a bakasha that Yishmael should do tshuva. Because he's the kayach that's mevatel David. And now that we're rescuing David, we have to be mevatel Yishmael. But in him is also Yeser HaYishmaeli. He's the one who rescues David. So we could say, in Lech Lecha, we're rescuing David HaMelech from the four kings. In Vayera, we're rescuing David from Sodom. But none of that would have any meaning if David was pasul lavoi b'kahal. So we need to ensure that David is kosher lavoi b'kahal. So what do we do? Listen carefully. So therefore, at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu's mispalo, Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha, was a tefillah for Yeser HaYisraeli. It was a tefillah for his attempt to preserve David. Now, how does he preserve David? He preserved David because women are modest, because of Ayeh Sara Ishtecha in the beginning of Ayera. So see how the parshas are really streamlined and juxtaposed beautifully. In Lech Lecha, we talk about the rescue of David from light. In Vayera, we talk about the rescue of David from Sodom. But David could only be saved if we have a man by the name of Amasa, the son of Yeser, who is a nitzutz of Yishmael, only if he's going to be preserved. So in between the rescue of David, we have the tefillah of Abraham, Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha, which is a reference to Yeser HaYishmaeli, who's going to stand up to save David from those who challenged him. Moreover, we also have the method that he's going to challenge him. And that method is Aye Sara Ishtecha, that the modesty of Jewish women, the modesty of Jewish women is what rescues David HaMelech. You know, isn't it interesting that it comes out the preservation of David to be able to defeat Yishmael is the tznius of Nashim. Because many people think, yeah, Yishmael, they excel in tznius, maybe on the outside, but as we learned last Wednesday, they are the nation that took the majority of promiscuity in the world was taken by Arvaya. And the Zohar says they didn't want the Torah because of Lois Sinaf. So whatever tznius that people attribute to them is only on the outside, but not bepnimiyos. Bepnimiyos, the way we defeat Yishmael, is Aye Sara Ishtecha Hine Ba'oyal. That allows the halacha to be Amoini V'loy Amoinis, Mayavi V'loy Mayavis. And that is, so to speak, the main course in between the sandwich of saving Lot in Parshas Lech Lecha from the four kings and saving Lot in Parshas Vayera from the city of Sodom. Okay, Rabbosai, I wish everybody a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. And perhaps Wednesday we'll continue to talk about Yishmael in the context of the end of the parsha being the Akedah. Okay. Kol tov.
What about Gladstein?
Yes.
So we say about the shiur that Chidush Yarim says about the malachim, because ein malachim had osei shnei shlichuyot.
Yeah.
So we have three malachim. So one was Lerapot et Avraham. One was
Levaseret Yitzchak.
Recording
stopped.
Sorry.
One was...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.